And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Baby Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl.
Gentlemen, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Oh, next to me. Let me tell you what's on my mind. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Come on, let's go.
Sit down, have a drink. Don't be shy. Come on and talk to me, baby.
Talk to me, baby.
Come talk to me.
Everyone, thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva. The phone lines are open. Call in. I have with me Anissa Hampton. She's a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
Are you with me this evening, girlfriend? That
I
jam
am
right there.
With you.
That jam, talk
I
to
am.
Me. That's what's hitting.
Yes, I'm so excited. Excited about this single.
Yes, because you know a lot of women are talking to their mans right now at home, stuck at home.
Absolutely, absolutely. I hope they are. That's what I want. I'm trying to represent all the ladies out there. Come on, ladies.
All right now. So where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jackson, Mississippi.
All right, Jackson, Mississippi fans. All right now.
Yes,
you got a holler now. So what
thank
you been
you,
doing?
You.
What you been doing
well,
last time you been on the show?
Last time I was on the show, I think I had the song called Big Sexy.
Yes.
And since then, I've written Take It as well. That's another
okay.
single. And, of course, the one that you just heard, which is called Talk to Me. So I'm still
yes.
in the process of steady writing more songs.
All right, then. Is there another brief story behind that track, Talk to Me? How
well,
you came up with it?
Well, it comes from experience.
Right.
Talking to a friend, and he was having problems with his girl, and you know that conversation took a turn, and I was like, you know, come on over here and talk to me and tell me what's going on, because I know we're feeling vibes ourselves, so let's talk about it. And that's
right.
how the song came about.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for mm-hmm. that information. Thank you. So how
welcome.
Many years you been in how many years you been in the entertainment business now?
I would say probably a little over 20 years, because I'm a background singer as well. So a lot of the local artists and singing background for Willie Clayton and for Calvin Richardson has brought me to where I am today.
All right. Well, thank you for that information as well. So tell
absolutely.
Our fans and listeners out there. Where your music can be purchased at online, any music outlets, anywhere on the internet?
I'm registered with CD Baby, but of course, you know, any of the musical outlets, iTunes, Google Music, Deezer, any of those music outlets, all of the three singles are on those platforms, yes.
All right. Thank you for that information as well. So, will you be planning on any scheduled performances anywhere as once we get out of this pandemic situation?
Well, I have a lot of gigs that were planned locally here in Jackson. I have a couple of them that were supposed to be out of state as well. So, right now, you know, of course, everything is postponed, but we do have a lot of shows coming up through December.
Okay. And what venues would they be? Can you let us know that information now?
In Jackson, we have two locations. One is Johnny T's Bistro and Bar, I believe it is, which is downtown Jackson. Another one is Ish Bar and Grill, which is also in Jackson. It's a couple of more places that are contracted out, so I'd rather not say their names yet.
Right,
but,
okay.
One is in Florida. Another one is possibly in Houston. And another one is in Alabama.
Oh, shoot, you really going to be traveling. So can you go ahead and give your website information and your social media pages? Because I know you will be putting that information in there for your fans and people that want to follow up with you. Go ahead.
Yes, most definitely. AnissaHampton.com. That is A-N-I-S-S-A, Hampton, like the Hampton Inn. AnissaHampton.com is my website address. Then also I have Facebook, which is under Anissa Hampton again, and also Anissa Hampton Plus, P-L-U-S, Plus. Yes, and I also have Instagram as Anissa Hampton Plus, I believe, too, as well for Instagram, and also on YouTube for Anissa Hampton. So,
all right, and thank you for that information. I'm gonna go ahead spin another track called "Take It." Now, how long "Take It" has been out playing?
It's been probably about a year and a half.
See, I didn't miss out on that one, and I'm just trying to catch. I knew "Big and Sexy." I've been pulling that one a lot, but here is "Take It." Yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
Is there a story behind "Take It"?
Just use your imagination.
Okay, now. You're saying that hot seat there, Anissa. We'll be right back.
Okay. Yes, of course.
You know, I got this man that likes to play around with me. I think I'm gonna tell him exactly how I feel. If you want my stuff like you say you do, come on and take it. You better take it now.
Why don't you?
I love it. I love that track. No, you didn't.
See, they don't understand about that track, see. Yes.
Oh, wow. Ooh, it's getting kind of hot in here.
Come on now. All right. Yes.
And Nissa Hampton, what is your motivation that keep you doing your music thing?
My motivation is my son and my grandchildren and my parents. I've always been a part of music from day one, as little as two or three, singing in the mirror, as my parents would say. And I catch myself still doing that today at my age. I just want to be more of an inspiration to, that's my motivation. To be more inspirational.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you for that information. So what is that ultimate desire, what you wish your fans to get out of your music?
Fun. I want them to get as much fun as possible. I want them to feel what I'm saying, no matter what I'm saying, meaning as you can see the difference between Take It and Talk to Me. I want them to be on this level with the big sexy group, you know, because that's what I represent, my big sexy ladies. And then
right.
I also want you to be that subtle woman over here on the side, you know, that really wants to hang with a guy and really get to know him and build something with. So, I don't know. I tell you, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. But I just want to be able to, you know, just let them feel everything that I feel, because these are my life experiences.
Right, right. And thank you for that information. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those that put up with you and supported you in your music career. Right now, go ahead.
Oh, Lordy, let's see. I definitely want to give a shout out to God, because, of course, without him, this definitely would not be forgiving me the gift of music. I want to thank my parents, my son, my family, my grandbabies. Oh, my grandbabies. It's like six of them, honey. And it's a couple of people, Kimberly Horton. I want to thank my band as well, you know, the H-Funk band. Yes. I also want to thank Anthony Milton, you know, different people, Ron Carbo, that have really been instrumental in my piece. Stevie J, it's so many different people. It's so many different DJs. Oh, my goodness, especially recently, now that Talk to Me is out there. It's number 14 on the UK charts. So it's absolutely so many people I can think. It would be so unfair of me to try to name everybody. But, yes, thank you all.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and give them an applause.
Yes. They
continue to support you on your journey doing your music. And I will play Big and Sexy at the end of the show. It's still out there, and people are playing Big and Sexy. Any words of encouragement you want to give at this time, or any advice?
To all of our independent artists, as I am, it seems like it's super hard. You don't have anybody to, like, back you up as far as having a recording contract and all of these things dealing with the industry. My thing would be to get familiar with the business of this industry. Get with somebody somewhere that you really can trust, that to give you the right information to guide you, and get to work. Start on your social media. Get in there and start signing up and getting your music out there. The more music, the better. Just prayerful, very prayerful, even at this time, be very prayerful as to who can come into your life and bring that inspiration for you and bring you the help that you need. So just be, you know, keep your head up, just love music and put the best type of music out there.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for those words of encouragement. They need to hear that.
I
try to give a little bit of a heads up on educating up and coming artists when it comes. I know there are scams out there. And
there
are a lot of scams out there, but I've been in the entertainment business for 7 years, and it didn't take me very long to catch on. And putting your music on rotation, it does take a few little dollars, but not expensive. It's not supposed to be expensive. And and you have to, you know, sometime put out a donation or two for the button pushers that's pushing your music out there.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, now we're in dire times. We're living in dark times, and we're all coming together, have compassion with one another. It's no time, no room for any scamming people and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But supporting each other. And I'll be putting your music on rotation on one of the radio stations through globalradiointernet.com. I'm the music director now, so I will get your music on one of the radio stations that play Southern soul music. Yeah, so it's a 24-hour station. If ever you want or have an interest in getting your music put on the charts, just talk to me, call me, and we'll work something out and put your music on deep rotation to get your music on the charts. That's what it takes. And you know about the music industry. You know about it, and you have to treat it as a business. It's a business.
You have to.
It's a business. You got to put your neck in there, the elbow grease, everything.
Absolutely,
you gotta put
honey.
And it's not expensive. If you call that expensive, how much money you count that you put in, get that music together to get it put out? You're not done.
Well, just think about it, though, Brenda. Think about it. All you have to do is to go to, like, your local, like, Office Depot or Walmart or somewhere like that and purchase, like, a pack of 50 blank CDs.
What?
And once you get it, put your music on those blank CDs, and it don't cost you much to do that. It's probably like, $20 or $30 for a pack of 50, and put your music on it with a label that you can put on it. It is not expensive at all. And start from there. You know what I'm saying? It can be done.
Well, see, I understand a lot of these artists are managing their own music. They're not paying an agency or an agent. You know, which a lot of artists, if they got common sense, that's where it gets expensive. And a lot of the agents, I put up with them in the way they talk at me, which is a lot of nonsense sometimes that I put up with, you know, when it shouldn't be. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm glad you are a woman, strong woman that know what you're doing, know what you're talking about, and know what you demand on your music. So I got you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. I just want to be able to inspire more women to do it, because there's not a lot of us out there.
Yeah.
They're really trying to get out there and grind. So I'm really pumping us up.
Well, I'm glad you able to take out your time today to come on my platform. It's very hard for women, and I have more men on my radio show than I have women, and that's not good for me. So I've been trying to encourage a lot of women, come on my platform. Don't be bashful, you know?
Really?
I'm not. Now, did I drill you in this or tonight?
No. For what?
Okay, then.
Okay, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Then. All right. Okay, see, I don't drill nobody on my show. So anyway, we'll put all that aside. You are more than welcome to come back on my platform with any new music projects. And you know I'm following you. And the show has been successfully recorded. So let me know when you want a copy of it. And talk to me. I mean, really talk to me.
I will do. Yes, ma'am.
All right, then. This is Big and Sexy, and this is Lady Diva signing out. Thank you all for your support and tuning in. Stay tuned for more shows coming up in the month of March 2020. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.